Well, you know, we all know that in order to have a great defense, it starts with the defensive line. And so there's been a lot of focus there. And, I mean, you mentioned Jared Allen. He's done a fantastic job so far. He's a real pro. And when he practices at a high level. He's good in the classroom. He leads by example. You know, Ratliff is very, very stout and rugged inside. He's hard to handle in there. He's got a great experience. So, you know, you add, Willie Young, you know, Paya, Lamar to that mix, and the other young guys that we have, and, you know, we have great competition, again, at that spot, too. You know, a mixture of young players and veteran players, and it's a salty group. And the focus with the D-line, this season has been, you know, hand use, you know, pad level, setting a vertical edge in the run game, and then being able to play your gap and half of another gap. And that's a violent shed situation. So I like the group so far. It's a lot of competition. There's a lot of guys in there that we think can make this team, and we have to make sure we get them reps in training camp so we know who are the right guys for us. Well, we're putting a premium on toughness and being rugged and being stout and having tremendous anchor in our D-line and being able to control blockers and violent shed and, you know, get off blocks and make plays and push the pocket in the passing game and win the one-on-ones. And in order to do that, you have to be tough and you have to be physical. And that's just the trenches, and that's what we're looking for. And I think that's what we have with those guys. And, I mean, that's just the way it's got to be. In the front with those guys. I mean, you can't play any other way in the front if you don't have tough guys in there that want to scrap and fight and toss guys around and win one-on-one. And so, you know, we're not able to do a lot of that because we don't have the pads on, but we can see some of that with our hands, our violent shed, and things like that. I think that is, I think it's a compliment. I don't know. You could ask them if they think that's a compliment. If the, you know, Coach Tuck called you a salty group. You have to ask those guys. They're rugged. You know, they're good guys. You could tell them that. Coach Tuck said they're good guys, too. So, no, I mean, we need to be tough in our front, seven, and throughout our football team, and so throughout our defense. And it starts up front, and we preach that every day, and they seem to want to be like that, and that's their nature. So I think that's a good thing. Those guys are versatile athletes, and we're training most of those guys to play multiple spots, and they've handled that well. And Shea's made the transition up to this point. He's done a nice job with that, and he looks like he's comfortable playing linebacker and in coverage and in rush. And so it's just a versatile group with great competition, and they're very competitive, and we move them around quite a bit, and they know that on the front end.